Greetings to all the economic activists worldwide. I hope you're doing well. We are at your service with one of the educational podcasts on the topic of business and sales process roadmap. I hope that this file can be useful for you and that it will always be at your disposal and will help you to never deviate from the main path and the main road and to be able to carry out your work in the best way. Please, everyone, bring your own paper and pen. Remember to have a notebook by your side and take notes and write things for yourself so that you don't forget. This is the roadmap. The roadmap makes you know how far you have traveled. It makes you know how far you have left. It makes you know when you will succeed and know when you will get the money. It will make your fears disappear. It will make you understand where you went right or wrong and where you went astray. Get back on the main road and continue the path. Loved ones who do not have a plan in their own life, in their own business, you will always be worried. I remember a time when I was a teenager, maybe 19 years old, 20 years old, and I wanted to take a route from the north of the country to the capital. And from there, I wanted to go to another city as well. And I remember that Google Map had just become a trend in Iran. It was, and it could be attributed to mobile phones, specifically smartphones. And it was very interesting to me that today, this tool can be used to be routed. Before this, whenever I wanted to travel, especially in capital, in big cities, to take a road, I always had this stress and worry that if I take a wrong street, take a wrong side, it will definitely add 5 to 10 kilometers to my road. Really, one of my main problems was why there is no easy side road in big cities, so that even if we go wrong, we can make up for it again. We have to pay at least 5 to 10 kilometers of damage and travel the route in addition. Specifically in cities with heavy traffics. This made Google Map very attractive to me when I got to know it, because it solved one of my main needs. And at that time, I remembered that our fathers were not familiar with these programs, with these applications. They did not know, and they had repeated well enough to know these streets and routes. And if they went down a wrong road, the same thing would happen to them. And they were upset about this issue, and no matter how much I tried to teach others to use these tools, they were like, I can't think about anything else when I'm driving and I cannot concentrate. So I remember a lot of people at that time who, despite the fact that I gave a lot of advice, didn't take us seriously. Once they invited us somewhere in another city, their main question was, but how we can give you an address to come? I remember that the people who invited me were very old and said, what kind of address should we give to you? And I said that, just tell me the name of that neighborhood, the name of the alley, the name of the street. Don't do anything else, and I don't want you to give me an address at all. Tell me the street, tell me a crossroad, tell me a name. And they were so shocked. What does she mean? How do you find it? And I said, I will, don't worry. Reached our restoration very quickly without any headache, without taking the wrong route, which surprised everyone at that time. How is that possible? I said, look, with this phone, with this simple phone, with this convenient map, you can easily find the destination of that route and reach it. Dear friends, the story is for a time that Google Map was just born. It means that there were no smartphones at all, that anyone would want to benefit from this technology. It was only the beginning that it came into existence. So pay attention. Nowadays, when each of you want to go a certain way, it rarely happens that you roll down the car window and ask someone, sir, I want to go somewhere. Which direction should I go? Because everyone's mobile phone has a roadmap. Is there a roadmap for business success or not? Of course, there is a roadmap in all aspects of your life. It is enough for you to have this roadmap and be able to read it properly, study it and get the knowledge you need and move on that issue, and you will reach your destination. And today, I intend to explain the sales process in general. What is this process and this roadmap? And you should remember one by one so that you don't get off track. That is, wherever you see that you have gone astray, your money has decreased, your income has decreased. Know that you have gone in this map and entered a side road, and you should have stayed from the main path of the road to the wealth. In business, my dears, I emphasize to you again, sales is important. Write this to yourself, repeat it over and over. Sales is important. It means that all the basics we teach you are important for sales. We plan to make sales so that our income and wealth increase. This sales process includes a series of items. The first is the lead. They are the potential customers who have not bought any product from us until today. We have to produce these leads or find them. This is the first and the most important issue. Now you have found the customers. Then the second step, we go to the second stage. We want to be prepared. Prepare to communicate with these potential customers. Start calling, pick up your mobile phone, and start making your first contact. If your leads, your customers are foreign, you might say that phone calls are not available and bring excuses, bring reasons. In such a situation, use social networks, use media messages, establish initial communication with them in the form of a text message. If you know how to converse and speak, call. So, we got this far. Get ready to make the call. Preparing and ringing are two separate issues. Now, when we wanted to go to the first grade of elementary school, I went when I was 6 years old. There was a preparation step. Then we went to the age of 7, and then the first grade of elementary school. That is, we were getting ready to go and become in the first class, the first graders. So in order to have a better understanding of the school environment, to have a learning environment, the preparation that they use to teach us, for example, play. We used to make different games and handicrafts. We were friends with different kids. We were playing. I remember many people crying at that time. They were the first to come that day. Those little ones, they were crying because the space, the atmosphere was unknown to them. And I said, whenever it is unknown, it gets scary. And fear causes stress, anxiety, and eventually it turns into crying. We must be prepared to communicate with customers. Many people say that we are ready. No, preparation is a process and should bring results. It means that manual work was the output when we were 6 years old. For example, with clays, with colored papers, with clouds, we used to cut the clouds, and with scissors, we even made dolls. We made these. I remember that in many of the preparation classes, there were animals and insects for this reason. Therefore, this preparation must also have an output. After preparing the dialogue, I memorized it with a good tone, ready to speak and talk. If the customer asks this question, I found the answer. I will give this answer, and this answer will convince the customer. Now, if I give this answer, another question will form in his mind. And I know what his question is. And I also know the answer to that question. These can be prepared. And I have prepared these files and put them at your disposal. I said it's free, so go get it, listen, practice, and be ready. The practice of all negotiations is question and answer. What does negotiation mean? Remember, negotiation is an art. I spoke about it many times. The art of making a profit. The art of creating benefits for the parties in the negotiation. I should be ready now. I know the questions and answers. What do they want to ask? I must be prepared to make the call. Get ready. Let's get started. If we pass the tests, we will go to the implementation, and here we have leveled. You say, well, that we want to implement everything we have learned. We must be prepared to the end to perform. During your studies, for example, you say that we have to study for 12 years, but the preparation is only 1 year. It's not like 12 years of education, and for example, you have to prepare for this education 20 years in advance. No, it's not like that. We learn many things while we're studying, so you should be more prepared. So we are not supposed to discover all the questions and answers on the first day, while it has been discovered. I want to learn until I'm at the bottom, but now I want to start. You repeated the same story while driving. You went for 10 days of training, you went for a week of training, I don't know how many days. You have been trained, and now you have been driving for a lifetime. Everything you learned while driving today was told to you in those 10 days? Was it discovered? You say no, they said some basics in those 10 days and the rest was solved. And we discovered some other basics while working. So in this way, he has the basics that are necessary to learn in business. Now, if you spend 1 or 2 hours every day, it will be completed in less than 15 days. In just 2 weeks, all the basics are assembled. This is not long at all. I'm going to make a call now. The first negotiation takes place, and I have taught you many times. It is necessary to watch the previous videos. We went and saw different models of negotiations and worked, and we will work in the future as well. I work a lot both in the form of recorded videos and in the meetings. This year is the year of negotiation in Arad Branding. We will teach you a lot so that you can handle all the clients at the end of the year. And there is no one and no person who can defeat you in negotiations. As long as you come step by step with me, okay? Call mate. Now I have to present to the customer. In the definition of a customer, it is a person or a person with whom I'm in touch with. When I learn these manners, now I can present to anyone I come in contact with. With my brother, sister, child, father, anyone, any person, customer, buyer, supplier, broker, intermediary, freight, insurance, money transfer, bank. You can negotiate with government officials. We just have to learn. So you learn a lot of the basics while working. You present, you start to introduce yourself, your product, your brand, the conditions, the benefits that exist. The goal is to sell the product. The important thing is to sell the product. And now what should happen to sell this product? One of the most important points in communication with the customer, I use the word, pay attention to this customer. The criteria and attributes that are related to paying attention, we discussed about it previously. What does attention mean? What should I do to mean that customers are taken care of? What should I do now? He says, thank you, I trust you, come take this money, give this money. What should I do? What should happen next? These are the basics that we have discussed many times and we will continue to discuss about in the future. During the negotiation, while talking with the customer, when we are talking, objections are formed from the customer's side. Those who didn't do business, they don't see the customer as just a buyer. For example, communication with your spouse, with your child, with your father, with your sister, brother, anyone and any person. That person, think of it as a customer. For example, your dad. I want to go out with my friends. Dad has objections. Mom, I want to do this. Mom has objections. How can I control these objections? In order to control, you must know in advance what answers you are likely to face when you present a plan, an idea, a proposal. Mom, I want to go out. Dad, I want to do something. Well, this idea came from you, and the other person wants to oppose you. If you are quiet, if you don't say anything, no one has anything to do with you. You raise something, you hear some objections. You should be able to control these objections now. First, you must be able to recognize that you must write. This is an exercise. A lot can be gained with experience. If I say this, what objections may I face from my client? Now, if he disagreed like this, I should check why this model was opposed. Why is dad telling me no, don't do this? Why does my mother tell me that I will be upset if you do this? I should be able to answer this way. Negotiating with people like family is more difficult comparing to product buyers. Why? Because your father, your mother disagrees in one way or another. Your wife does the same way. Your child does the same way. In most cases, he disagrees with a sentence that the main story is not even about it. There is a reason behind it that has nothing to do with what you have raised. My son tells me that, let's go grab ice cream. I say no. I'll give you food. Your throat hurts, so ice cream is not good. Well, the child says, oh, my father brought this because he cares about my health. While you can't be like this very often. I didn't have the mood. Maybe the father didn't have the mood to go and buy him ice cream. And told him this sentence. I mean, I didn't come to say, I'm not bored, I should dress now, get ready, go buy you ice cream in this heat, in this weather. I just said, because your throat hurts. Because if I said this, he would come back and tell me, oh, you don't love me, so that's why you don't do this for me. Because an opposition has formed in my mind that if I say this, I'm a loser. So I'm not saying that, I have the same opposition. But from another angle, I'm a winner, and I will be a good person. Unfortunately, we have seen this a lot in our family. People tend to have sympathy for different models, for different points, and you call it sympathy, which I say it's not. It's an evil strategy. They say this in order to not to lose to you, to say that we are good people, and I wish we were right. We would all hear this and everyone would say it to themselves. We are not going to send this file to others. For example, send it to your mother. It's for you. Listen. Or, for example, send it to your friend and say, listen, this is about you. No. First, tell yourself. First, listen yourself. You're also the same way. Whoever hears it, himself. My goal is not to publish this file and pass it on to others. No, this is your day. You must learn to obey. You will be with you without objections. You have to control it. Well, okay, mom, my throat hurts. My darling, it's okay. I take care of my health. Can we now go buy a ball? I want to play with it. Again, the mom says, no, if you buy a ball here, you knock on the door and the wall and it causes the neighbors to be bothered. Oh, you are worried about the neighbors now? Okay, mom, can we go buy a puzzle game? I want to know where you will lose. So I will learn to negotiate. To be able to control these objections, to understand what the excuses were, a father says to himself, for example, ice cream costs $50, $5, $10. Let me order an ice cream and the delivery will bring it. Say this, well done. So I was able to secure my interests in the negotiation. Don't look for something that doesn't form any objections at all. So, how many people do you want to understand? That my father, my sister, my mother do not oppose. Come forward with me. You can't let him go. The father will also disagree. That's the devil's soldier in their mind and they cannot ignore it. You have to come with a solution. I think to myself that, okay, he says this, I said that, I show this, he says that, he objects that. You must know how to recognize and be able to control. My friend, only invest on yourself and work on yourself and acquire skills in yourself. receive trainings, learn, practice, let go, get out of the others, only yourself. Don't be focused on others. Yourself, your organization, your team, your brand. Whatever you are given, please just invest and work on it. Your child is with you, so you can work on it. Your employee, as long as they are working with you, is with you, so you can invest on it. But, for example, the tax officers has come. This is not your power at all. You should know how to negotiate. Someone came, he did this, he did that, something happened, that our competitor is talking bad behind us. It is not with you to handle. You have to make yourself strong. We work on our own personality and on the personality of our organization and brand. And very good things are happening for us. We know the objections. We controlled. Now we have to go to the time of signing the contract. That is slowly getting closer to you and is willing to buy the ice cream for you. So, the contract was closed by itself. So, we won the negotiation without wanting to make him nervous or angry, without starting a fight or discussion or to be insulted. With full respect, we reached our request. We closed the contract and period. The next step after signing the contract is customer follow-up and retention. This dad might be upset now that he bought ice cream because he feels that he lost in the negotiation. But he bought the ice cream, right? Okay, now we must follow up. I might want ice cream again. I want him to get ice cream for me again. So I have to keep this person. I have to keep this father. I have to keep this client. Because many of you, dear friends, you tell us that we don't have any customers at all. We just started. Okay, that's why we give you examples that you have now. The customer is something easier than your father, than your mother, than your family to deal with. If the customer wants the product, he's ready to pay. There's no question at all. Father feels that he should buy ice cream and you forced him to do something he did not want to do. And while the customer wants my product, it is different, it is much easier to negotiate with, and I have learned to negotiate in the hard way. It's definitely nothing to me. It's very easy for me. So you should also remember the process of following up and keeping the customer is important. This was the whole road map. You will review it again. Lead production, even if there is no customer. I learned how to negotiate with my father, how to negotiate with a customer. I have no clue what is going to happen. Nothing happens. So the most important part that I'm emphasizing is generating leads. But if you're strong in arguments, in negotiations, in discussions, if you don't have any leads, nothing will happen to you. So this issue of lead generation is 80% of your focus. 80% of your concentration goes to this method. The remaining 20% is the process. 80% is only the clue, is only what you are spending on generating leads. And this is the most important part in sales. Now, someone who has no leads at all, you should spend 100% of your time to generate leads. Do not go anywhere else. Do not see any training except lead generation. Don't worry. Now that you have earned it, how long will you spend your time? As much as 80% is the focus for generating leads. As long as the customers, they queue up for you. Then we will refocus the queue of other processes to the extent of 50% and we'll be focused on lead generation. So lead generation should never be less than 50%. The death of your business will come little by little if it happens. You feel that you are getting old and you want to die. God forbid, of course. Stay alive. You're just learning to grow. You're just getting a taste of wealth. Don't let the business die. You just want to flourish. You just realized some things from this world after years of life. Don't go back to the past. Write a roadmap for yourself and don't lose it. I emphasize again, I have all the insistence of business during this period. I have work experience. I will provide you with this. I'm introducing you the plans, how you can grow without even me or any other person being present. Number one, you can grow and you can become independent because the first focus is lead generation and the most important part. Number two, get ready to contact the customers. Number three, now I'll go to pick up the calls, make the call. Number four, I must be able to present myself, my brand, and my product to the customer. Number five, control the objections. He definitely disagrees. Of course, it's okay. I am aware that he says no, but I must win. Don't say that I want something from him, and he wouldn't say no, because he will. Your customer, he or she, will say no to you. But I'm ready. I have to control it. They say no for different reasons. I learned these reasons before and I identify them now. I want to use it. To succeed, the next step is to close the contract. And it's over. We agreed, it's closed. But a customer should not be lost. I have to follow up again. We will keep it for new contracts, for further sales in the coming months. We worked, we needed, we went through the whole process with him. It is not difficult anymore, and once he trusts, it will be easier to sell him the product the second time. So it is necessary to follow up and keep the customer. If you understand this roadmap well, you can make a note for yourself. We will enter these one by one in the future. We find an interest. And for you, you saw, you know, similar to a folder on the computer. We have a folder, we open it, and there are smaller folders and they will appear. And we are going to explain all of these folders. We're going to into them in details in the upcoming podcasts as well. So to build a stronger business, this is the structure, this is the map. And for now, I wish you a great day and goodbye.